Honor, better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right, comes back to the left, going long for Gordon. He's out there, and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC, Vic Carucci. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live from the Dog Bowl in Berea. And we've got a show heavy on guests and information for you today, as we always try to do. We're going to start things off with Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com at 105. We're going to talk draft at 1:30 p.m. with one of my favorite follows on Twitter, at NFL Draft Scout. That's Matt Miller from the Bleacher Report. He is their head draft expert there. We're going to get him to weigh in on today's big question. The big question of the day on Twitter. Use the hashtag AskCBD to answer the following. I've tweeted out as well. At number four, would you rather? And we're going to do this because today is Sammy Watkins Pro Day. We're going to talk about that in the second hour with the play-by-play voice of the Clemson Tigers. But we're going to talk about Sammy Watkins. So we want to know from you, at number four overall, you're the Cleveland Browns. You're the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, and you have your pick of any quarterback or Sammy Watkins at number four. Which direction are you going? Again, tweet us at Nathan Zagura, at Vic Carucci, at Browns underscore daily. Use the hashtag SCBD and let us know at number four, are you going Watkins or are you going with the quarterback of your choice? Vic and I will obviously give our answers as the show goes on. Some other news to get to today. Vic, DeQuell Jackson signs a 4-year, $22 million deal with the Indianapolis Colts, $11 million guaranteed. Some people seem to think that's high, but you know what I say? Good for him.
I think it's great for DeQuell Jackson. I'm very happy for DeQuell Jackson. Class guy who got what looks to be a really good deal, especially for someone who had been released by the Browns prior to free agency. That is solid money that he could have probably gotten had he entered into for the free agent market in the conventional way of a contract due to expire.
Sure.
So to be a guy who was released to find a new home there. Obviously, Rob Chudzinski, they get reunited, the former head coach of the Browns, who knows DeQuell. They didn't just get to know each other last year, but had some history with the Browns as an assistant coach while DeQuell was here. And I think that played into it, even though Rob is helping on the offensive side of the ball for the Colts. Just that familiarity, that presence. And again, good for him. And those who might say that's a lot of money for a guy who might have been limited with pass coverage issues and maybe doesn't bring that huge difference-making presence. He does bring a solid leadership role. He brings solid tackling. I think the right word for DeQuell is still solid. Is that money above solid? Hey, let people debate that. Who gives a darn? He got it. Good for him.
I say great for him, and Mike Chappelle, who we've had on this show, covers the Colts, said that, according to DeQuell, Rob Chudzinski's influence was a big reason that he's there. He said, quote, once I became free, is one of the first calls I made, big reason I'm here, trusted his judgment. So good for DeQuell Jackson, glad to see, class act all around, glad to see him land on his feet in Indianapolis, which is kind of becoming the Browns Midwest,
Browns,
I guess.
I was going to say Browns further west.
A little further west. Mary Kay Cabot will be joining us shortly. But one thing I want to throw out there that I think is an interesting series of two tweets from Gil Brandt, your guy, the Godfather. The first tweet was this, and I think this is a very interesting sequence. Gil Brandt says, I talked to Bill Parcells today, says he's met with Browns owner Jimmy Haslam as a courtesy consultant. The very next tweet from Gil Brandt said, Parcells met with Teddy Bridgewater for 4.5 hours in Florida. Very impressed with the quarterback's humility, football knowledge, how well-spoken and secure he was. That is an interesting four-minute pair of tweets.
It is. Gil Brandt is extremely close with Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells has utilized Gil as a sounding board, as an advice giver about personnel, and not only personnel, but just all the landscape of the National Football League beyond personnel, owners, other executives. through the years. And Gil and I have worked closely together through the years, especially when I was when he and I did camp tour travels with SiriusXM NFL Radio, basically go to 10 or 12 different training camps through a summer prior to my joining the Browns. And we'd be out at a restaurant, and his cell phone would ring, and it was Parcells, and he'd take that call. And sometimes I got looped in on a conversation or two because it might have been a question that he thought I would be able to answer, and I was always flattered to have those discussions. And I know Parcells not nearly as well as he does, but we definitely have a little bit of an acquaintance going. And this doesn't shock me that the first of those two tweets that relates to the courtesy consultant. I don't know why the word courtesy is. I think what that does describe is doing this as a friendship thing and maybe less of a business relationship. But anytime you're getting advice from someone of Parcells' magnitude and with his acumen, you're getting some heavy duty stuff. And Jimmy Haslam needs that. I'm sure he still feels he needs that. It was why he was sold on the idea of Joe Banner to begin with. Joe's 19 years with the Eagles was a big selling point to Haslam to make the choice of making him CEO. Didn't work out. So he ultimately still needs, he's eliminated that position, but he has a first-year GM now and a first-year head coach running his football operation. And as much as he trusts and believes in those guys, he needs more. And he should want more in terms of the experience, the vast credibility, the knowledge base that Parcells brings. And as long as Parcells is willing and picks up the phone when Jimmy calls him or however their arrangement is, and I don't know the details, but I do know that Gil Brandt wouldn't put that out there without firm knowledge that connection's been made.
But don't you think it's interesting that it was followed up by Parcells speaking with Bridgewater for 4.5 hours?
I don't make a connection with the, if you're saying that's a connection to the Browns, I don't. And I'll tell you why. Because Gil, when he has his periodic conversation with Parcells, I can't get more specific than this because I don't want to go there. I had experience with Gil with regard to Parcells information and how it can be utilized in their talks. When Parcells says, In one bucket, I'm doing this courtesy consulting thing with Haslam. In another bucket, I checked out Teddy Bridgewater, or I haven't, you know, this is what I had to say about Bridgewater. He used his two tweeting opportunities to address two Parcells items with him. I'm not telling you I know this for a fact because I'm not going to say the Browns. Neither of us knows for sure where the Browns are with quarterback, but I don't think you're reading in too much that those tweets followed each other. That was just a circumstance, in my opinion.
Let's go now to the hotline. Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com joins us now. Mary Kay, guess we'll start with this. Interesting, what do you think about this tweet from Gil Brandt about Bill Parcells being a courtesy consultant to Jimmy Haslam and the Browns?
Well, what we don't know is this, you know, different or new than
what
the
we had
stories
heard.
It, you know, that broke around, you know, mid-February that Jimmy Haslam had asked Bill Parcells, you know, if he would like to be probably more a full-time consultant with the team. So, you know, was Bill Parcells confirming to Gil Brandt? Yes, you know, I talked to him because Bill Parcells has already confirmed that. So was it just Gil catching up with Bill Parcells and they were following up and having a follow-up conversation about the fact that, yeah, we did have that conversation? Or is this an ongoing thing? You know what I mean? I don't really know if this is new from what we had already known.
Right. And I think it's interesting, though, that he couched it with the word courtesy consultant, you know, because that definitely gives it less of an official feel. And you're right, because it was sort of already out there that he was approaching him. But of course, the original story was he was approaching him to be a more permanent role, I think, on the Browns. Or at least you got the sense that he wanted to utilize him pretty heavily. I think in some ways this is Gil's way of, at least through Parcells or maybe Parcells' way, of kind of getting it out there that as we get closer to the draft and go through this offseason of free agency, that's a voice that's in the background for this football team.
And you know what? It may very well be that. So that's the thing, you know, that we would have to, you know, try to get to the bottom of, because the way that Gil wrote it, he said, you know, that he's been, or he's, you know, it seemed like it's something that could have happened, at one point. What I don't know is if it's an ongoing thing between now and the draft. And it probably, I mean, I agree with you. I think Jimmy Haslam does need that. I think there's a void. I think there's a big void in the organization right now. I think that there's, you know, what Joe was able to bring to the table in that overseer role and kind of running the whole thing. I think there is a void there. I mean, Jimmy is not really qualified to do that, and he knows it, and he knows that he would need somebody like a Bill Parcells to help him. So if he has, you know, if he has gotten Bill Parcells to help him out in that way for the time being, then, you know, that's fantastic, and I think that Bill would be great in that role.
Talking with Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Mary Kay, when you look at this team going into free agency, starts in just a few days next Tuesday. Alex Mack placed with the transition tag. No news on the TJ Ward front other than the statement from his agent that they've been talking, but no deal has been agreed to yet. How do you see things playing out with those two over the next week or so? And which do you think, or both, do you think will be with the Cleveland Browns, not with the Cleveland Browns, et cetera?
Well, you know what? It seems like Alex will probably be here and play under that transition tag because it's such that, you know, would a team go out and pay him, you know, more than an average of $10 million a year? That's left tackle money. That's a lot of money. Now, the Browns were willing to do that because they had two choices, let him lose him in free agency or pay him that kind of money for at least one season. So I'm guessing that he'll be around for at least this year, and then everybody will have to just figure out, again, at the end of next year, what's going to happen there. TJ, you know, if nothing's happened yet, you know, I think that there's a good chance that he could probably get away. You know, his agent at this point probably wants him to test the free agent market and see what the price is. And once you let it get to that point, there are teams that will pay a lot of money, just like the Browns did for Paul Kruger last year. So when they hit free agency, a lot of times they are gone. So I would have to say, you'll see Alex here next year, and it's a lot less likely you'll see TJ here.
Yeah, and that I'm with you on that. I think TJ's fate is now in the hands of any team that's going to want to put up money for a player who's coming off a Pro Bowl season.
Denver.
Like Denver, that needs that position to be addressed. He's got the obvious connections with Denver, with Tom Heckert there and so forth, and the scouting staff. And there's going to be an affinity. And I would say it's probably likely that he goes elsewhere because this team will maybe put its efforts into, if not Jarius Byrd, then certainly maybe another DB or another corner, another have that other lockdown position. And then we'll find out just whether the value of that position, because it's interesting, you've got a defensive-minded head coach in Mike Pettine, and it tends to be that those guys are going to want to push for and value that player and say, look, our team will be a lot better if we find a way to keep this guy. The fact that they didn't get that done and however they approached it in negotiations, and I don't know all the details, is telling.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when I look at the Byrd situation, though, you know, I think you almost have to proceed with a little bit of caution there, too. And the reason why I say that is because he's heading into his sixth season. There's a lot of wear and tear on the safety's body. You know, they have a lot of action. They make a lot of tackles. And he had plantar fasciitis in both feet and missed the first five games of last year. Generally, when you have something like that, it can come back to haunt you again a little bit. And he's looking to be the highest paid safety in the NFL, and certainly he's got the talent to make a case for that. But I think that you have to be a little bit careful because of the injury factor and, you know, and what he went through last year.
Mary Kay, as we do head towards this free agency period, in your mind, what are the top priorities for the Cleveland Browns, and who are some of the players you expect to see them go after?
You know what? I do think that they probably will, you know, make a strong pitch for a Byrd. And you know what? Beyond that, I really don't know, you know, who else they're going to be looking at. But position-wise, I would say that some of the positions are obvious. I mean, you've got to look at a running back. You have to see, you know, if you can get your hands on a Ben Tate or someone like that. You know, I think that you have to look at the wide receivers. And, you know, there's always, now that they've let DeQuell go, you know, I think you're probably going to, I think you're probably going to see some linebackers. But I don't know that they're going to make any real big, huge acquisitions. If they don't get Bird, you know, I don't know if they're going to go after the $40 million guys.
And I want to ask you the question that we're asking our listeners. We're doing this via social media and want to get and we're going to address it in the course of the show. As you look at the fourth pick just today, I know our minds will change a lot between now and May 8th, but as you look at it today, Mary Kay, do you see this team inclined to draft Sammy Watkins there or a quarterback? You don't have to be specific about the QB.
Oh, that's such a tough one. You know what? I'm still going to say quarterback. I'm going to stay with that until I'm convinced otherwise. Now, I still think that you have to go there.
And who is your top quarterback if you were at number four and you could pick any of the three or four? Who would you take?
You know what? I go back and forth on this, and I'm still going to watch, you know, film and talk to more people. But I think right now I might go with a Bridgewater just because, again, we've talked about this before, that, you know, he does seem to be the most NFL ready, and he's got the varied skill set, and he's got the size, although I think he needs to put on about 10 more pounds at least. But I would probably say him right now.
All right. Mary Kay, great. We appreciate you taking the time, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
She is Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer. Check out her great work there. We're going to have more draft discussion at the bottom of the hour. Matt Miller from NFL, from Bleacher Report, but he's the NFL draft expert for Bleacher Report.
Right.
Great website. Check out his work there if you haven't already. Brandon McGee is going to join us at 1:45. Russell Wilson, not the only NFL player to dabble in baseball. Brandon McGee, Browns linebacker, special teams guy. He's in the best in Boston Red Sox minor league organization, and we'll hear from him at 1:45. Todd McShay will do a mock draft and the question of the day at 2 p.m. We'll have that sound from McShay. We're not having him as a guest then, but we'll have him on as a guest at some point later on. And 2:30, Pete Yannitti is the play-by-play voice of the Clemson Tigers, because today is the Clemson Pro Day, one Sammy Watkins. I don't think he was going to run down there, though. I think he was going to just catch some passes and try not to get hurt.
I've heard that he put on a show, but hasn't been any specific information that has come out about it just yet.
Pete's got to give us details.
Yeah.
All right. It's a football Thursday, and a great one at that, and we got much more ahead for you. Compelling stuff. That's what we're here for. Nathan, Vic, CBD.